he's gone. Hallelujah. I didn't know I was so wrong, and I said I'd get along without religion that demands so much of me. But then I saw it, that blooded brow, his back, his hands, and his feet, and how his side flowed crimson. Lord, it said it was for me. I took one at a place called Calvary. Just one look made an impression in me. Oh, I'll never, never be the same since for me he stood. The shame I took one look, and forever I'm free. You say, Brother Collins, what good would one look do? Well, ask the children of Israel. They sinned again. Now poisonous serpents are dealing death in the camp. Moses alone in his tent prayed through. God said, take you a brazen serpent. Cast it on a pole, he said. Lift it up in the midst of the camp. And it shall come to pass that whosoever looketh on that serpent shall live. Hundreds of years later, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In another place he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What does it say? It says there's a hope. It says God's got a remedy, but you got to accept God's judgment and repent before you can have God's remedy and God's hope. Yes, look away from your own resources. Look away from your own intelligence. Oh, I know we're all sharp cookies. We know it all. We've seen it all. There's going to come a time you're going to have to look away from your own smarts. Say, God, I need you. I've made a mess out of it. I took one look at a place called Calvary. Just one look made a difference in me. Oh, I'll never, never be the same. Since for me he stood the shame. I took one look, and forever I'm free. Raise your hands and ask the Lord to help somebody take that walk and take that look. Amen. I think Mike's one that requested that, didn't you, Mike? I thought that looked like you were writing.
We were in that 2-week revival, and they was praying about 2 hours every altar call. We wasn't preaching long because we knew the Lord was honoring the altar call. And they were seeking God, and I had a black tape from the Highway Holiness. It's all singing. Praise and I put God. It in one day praying in the church, and I had it on over the PA system. And Brother Collins come on singing that song, and I just took another look at Calvary.
Glory.
I don't know. I just had one of those prayers, Brother Dale. All I could do was cry. And it's been on my heart ever since I've been gone. I called Brother Collins and told him about it. I can't sing like Brother Collins, but Thank God I've been singing it over in my mind. You know, one more look at Calvary is all it takes. I don't care what you're going through. Just take another look at Calvary and see what he's done. Thank God the answer's already been paid for. And I just got saved all over again, Brother Jerry Wayne, when I was gone. I just had one of those great times in altar call all by myself.
Amen. Reading in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, he's talking to the church of the Laodiceans now. I know thy works, verse 15. That thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Boy, I tell you, if that ever soaks in, that'll make a different human being out of us. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with good. And have need of nothing. Isn't that amazing? We're either hubbing it and think we can't hardly go to church because we've got to make a living, or we've got it made and think we can't go to church because we've got to spend it. Huh? Come on, the devil will get you going and coming if you'll let him. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, knowest thou not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. This is the blindest generation I ever saw. 20/20 vision. Walking around blind. Amen. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. What? As many as I love. Father whipping his little boy, you know, and round and round and round he went, son, I'm doing this because I love you. After he's all over, he said, Daddy, I wish you didn't love me quite so much. Amen. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him, sup with him, and he with me. He was there all the time, just waiting. Amen. To him that overcometh, I'll grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear. How many's got ears tonight? Is anybody here that's not got ears? You don't have any ears, hold up your hand. Huh? I don't think he's talking to us then, don't you? I think he had us in mind, don't you? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's what we are, isn't it? Aren't we a church? Huh? Amen. I'm preaching on Christ our license. Christ our license. Which shall it be? Amen. Hallelujah. Christ or the world? Huh? And you can't have both. Christ our license. Which shall it be? You want the run-of-the-mill Pentecostals looking for today? He's looking for license. Somebody will give him a license. Amen. You know what the Catholics' doctrine of indulgences amounted to? Amen. You could pay so much money, give so much to the church, to the priest, amen, and you could atone for so much sin. Amen. Indulgence at a price. You bought your license and went ahead and sinned. Huh? That's what Luther was protesting when he started the Protestant Revolution. He nailed his 93 theses to the Church of Wittenberg door. Amen. And awakened the world. Come on. This priest was selling indulgences to help build St. Peter's Cathedral. What a way to get money. Selling people a right to sin. A right to get drunk. Amen. They're still doing it. Randy and Jamie and Brother Heath and the boys were putting in 400 windows down here in the convent in Cincinnati. Contract. And they was about ready to knock off the week. About had them all done. And one of the nuns came by and patted Randy on the back and said, "You done a good job, son. Now go home, get drunk, and enjoy yourself." And they're doing it. Priest in Opelika, Alabama, amen, took a vacation, and they asked him how he enjoyed his vacation. He said, "Well," said, "I tell you, I was so drunk and out of it most of the time I didn't know whether I was going or coming." That's what he went for, just to get drunk and live it up. Well, all he's got to do, amen, is buy the license. As a matter of fact, if you don't steal any more than $40, amen, you don't even have to confess it to the priest. License, amen, to sin. That's terrible for the Catholics to do that, and they've been doing it for ages, and that's why their rolls have stayed up, because the people love to have it so. Amen. But then here come along the Baptists saying, they're echoing one of the points of Calvin, you know. The last point of Calvin was the perseverance of the saints. Calvin had several points that start out with the total depravity of the soul. Amen. And wind up in the last letter of Tulip, his points of doctrine was the perseverance of the saints. The modern Baptist scrapped all of the rest of the Tulip and the total deprivation of the soul and unconditional election regardless. Amen. And they embraced the last one. They said, if you ever do get saved, you can't never be lost. Amen. And that has produced the biggest generation of fundamental sinning Christians, preachers, and laity alike that the world has ever known. Amen. Even more than the Catholics selling indulgences. Amen. What are people looking for today? They're looking for license. How do we give people license? Amen. Prophesy falsely. Prophesy smooth things. Amen. The Old Testament is full of statements like this. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their means. In other words, they rule by their false prophecy, and the people love to have it so. What does a false prophet say? What does he do? How does he preach? He says, "Oh, yea, yea, thou blessed child of God." You may be an adulterer, a heathen, a thief. Amen. And eyes full of lust and ungodliness. And, you know, they prophesy what the people like to hear. You may love the world, and they'll say, "Go ahead, have a good time. God wants you to enjoy yourself." To a point, that's so. God made enough in this world to enjoy. We don't have to go into sin and leave God and His house out of the program. Can you say amen? Amen. How does He preach? Oh, He says you can make wrong out of anything. That's what they preached when I was a kid. You can make wrong out of anything. It's the way you look at it that makes it a sin. Amen. I told my story in Mount Carmel, Illinois. I would hold a revival there for the Assembly of God Church. Amen. And the pastor was up pretty good in the section, and he was just a little bit on the modernist side. And I gave him a testimony how the Lord cut me off because I wouldn't give up my place on a little league team, and how the Spirit of God departed from me. And I prayed and sought God all summer when I was 15 to try to feel God's Spirit one more time, because I loved the world and I wanted the world and Jesus too. Amen. And he said, oh, well, said, what about... This is a pastor now, after I've already preached, I'm living in his house. Amen. He said, what about those that make a career out of sports? Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll be a Pied Piper. Amen. If you fail, you lost your own soul. If you succeed, you'll lead a whole bunch of kids that's looking for a hero to look up to. Amen. You'll lead them like a Pied Piper down the downward road to destruction. Amen. Nowadays, the church is using sports to draw people into the church. Pastoring right down the road, right here in town. Amen. Advertising his services and talking about his sports program. Amen. And he said, we let them play ball and then I preach to them on Sunday. Whatever happened to the Holy Ghost that draws people? Whatever happened to the miracles, amen, and the touch of God that drew people in Acts of the Apostles? I mean, brother, if Acts of the Apostles could be rewritten to fit the 20th century and this the last part of the 20th century, amen, it had read like this. On the day of Pentecost, they were most of them in one accord and most of them were in one place. And the middle of it all, amen, here comes a young John running in and says, hey, let's praise God, folks. Our boys' team just won the basketball match. Amen. And while he's still panting and they're praising God that they just won the basketball game, amen, here comes Mary Magdalene tearing in, amen, in her rig that they wear at the games. Amen. She said, let's praise God, folks. God's answered prayer. Amen. And our girls just won the softball match. Amen. And then here comes John Mark running in before they get done, say, folks, this is a day of miracles. Amen. Our bowling team just won the tournament. We would rewrite the Bible in our day. Amen. You say, those are just innocent sports. No, they are not. Amen. They're not innocent, and they're not of God, and they'll take you out of church. They'll rob you of your joy. They'll rob you of your fellowship with God. They'll rob you of your fellowship with the people of God. Amen. And the first thing you know, amen, you'll be high and dry and wonder where the yeller went. Amen. Yeah, praise God. I'll tell you where the yeller went. They used to yell in church, now they're yelling at the football game. They used to yell in church, now they're yelling at the baseball game, huh? Amen. They used to pray around the altar, and now they're sitting around the boob tube hooping it up for their heroes. Amen. It don't make any difference if their basketball hero or their football hero, amen, has committed adultery, as some of them admitted, with 20,000 women. 15,000 women. 10,000 women. It don't make any difference if they're immoral, amoral, or what have you. Amen. They're heroes. Oh boy. Amen. They made it big. What a man. Man, what a man. A $3 million a year baseball player. Amen. Our kids' heroes that our kids looks up to. And after the game, he takes the girls out. Amen. A multi-million-dollar race winner. Amen. Car racer. A champ. Amen. They don't know he's got AIDS and he's carrying AIDS. And the beautiful women that he's laying up with after the races are all exposed to it. And one of them's tramping across this country, amen, making speeches to schoolgirls, amen, that she fell in with this race car driver. Amen. What's wrong with that, Brother Collins? It's not of God. Amen. It'll take you away from church. It puts you in the wrong fellowship. Amen. It throws you in with the beer drinkers. What's wrong with a guy going down here to the bowling lanes and knocking down all those pins and becoming a champ? There's some that used to come here that can tell you what's wrong with it. It throwed him in with the beer drinkers. Amen. Throwed him in with the wrong kind of women. Amen. They divorced their godly wife that they married with those solemn vows right here. Amen. In front of this pulpit. Amen. And they're on the downward road. Hey, the downward road's crowded. You know what we're looking for today? We're looking for a church and a preacher. Tell you, go on, honey. You're all right. A little bit of that's okay. Amen. Oh, yeah. The people love to have it so. I want you to know Jesus has been there all the time, and you can have him. But in most cases, and in many churches, he's standing outside the door, and he's knocking. He's there. He's knocking. He's available to those that will seek him and to those that will call upon him. Amen. Oh, yes. He's comforting consecrated saints. He's comforting those that are bearing the cross with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why he sent the Holy Ghost to comfort us, not the world, not indulgence. Amen. He sent the Holy Ghost for other country, other comforter. The false teachers use their own cunning. They use their own reasoning.